Okay, Simon Reish Bey's Siftes, and was talking about Tumah for Kehanim. Not an easy subject to understand. So Kayan Yoshin Ba Oil, you have a Kayan. Now we mentioned something like this yesterday. You have a Kayan, he's in a house, and then a Tumah gets brought into the house. So what's a Kayan supposed to do? And they can't block the to they can't close the door. So meaning if you close the door, it will block the tumah. So Trichin, you have to wake him up, and to separate it, meaning you have to tell him to get out of there. But let's say he's naked, so it's embarrassing for him to jump up and get out. Then don't tell him anything. Meaning, then just wake him up without telling him why. Because if you tell him why, he's going to just jump out of there when he's undressed and embarrass himself. Right? So we don't do that. Tell him to get up and leave ASAP. Then he'll get dressed. Then he'll leave. The Gadol Kavod HaBrius, because the Kavod HaBrius is pushes off. And cover up priest means to that people should not lose their support, their dignity. Right? But if he finds out about it, he's not allowed to stay there. So it's very interesting. If cover up priest pushes it off, if he doesn't know about it, once he knows about it, the cover up priest does not push it off. But good. Yes, I'm the guy may say I'm the
Hold on a second. So he runs out naked
He has to run out naked,
in front of other people.
in front of other people. Yeah, that's what he has to do. Yeah, it's interesting, Allah. Good. Yeah, this is probably the most nagaya shiloh of the whole thing of Tumas Kain. Yes, I'm the mace akum matama. Some say that an Akum that dies is Metamaboyal, Kidivrayim, Al Kever Akum. And you should be careful not for a Kohen not to go with Kever of Goyim. And also, for sure, if you're going to think that a Mummer, meaning an irreligious Jew, is buried there, Sham Mummer, Dina Kisol, because a Mummer has the same dinam as a Yid. Umeres, Right, if a yid, if a unfortunately, if a Jewish girl gets married to a guy, so the fetus, if they bury it in a cemetery, would be considered Jewish. Now it's a yesh omer, right? So why does this come up so often? Because can you go to a hospital? Every hospital has dead people. But can you go to a hospital assuming that roiv goyim, right? Because the majority of people in the world are goyim. And then you could rely on the shita that says that there's no tumasayo for a guy, which is what we saimachan for, let's say, a kohen whose wife is going to have a baby in the hospital, as a kohen go in the hospital, right? Or to visit somebody that's very necessary for the kohen to visit. So we're saimach on roiv, that is roiv goyim,
But to Cohen be a
and
doctor.
that the guy, and that there's no tumasayo for a guy. Yeah? Yud Aleph, mutar a kohen l'tamei l'krayvim. A kohen is mutar to become tamei to relatives. U'mitzvah l'tamei. Not only is it mutar, it's actually a mitzvah. I've elohim akrayvim, and these are the relatives. Ishtai haru, meaning a wife that he's allowed to marry, as opposed to if he marries a divorcee. Right, avi my parents, b'nai his children, achav brothers and sisters, may avim from the father, shayu b'nei kayama, that lived more than 30 days, of the suffering to follow him in a matama. But if a kayan has a sibling that's a suffering, whether it's 30 days old, then it's not matama. And once his sister gets married to somebody else, then he doesn't become tamitur either. This said it's mutter. And it's a mitzvah to come tamitur kvura. That's only if they need the kayan for the burial, or to bring tachrichin, etc., and the casket. But on Shabbos, when there's nothing to do, you have to wait. So then the kohen cannot become tameh to the relative only once it's necessary. Afilu k'dei l'shamer, even if they need him to be a shomer. And it's best to be machmir like this. But for the needs for the burial, it's a mitzvah mitam. Thomas asks him, even if there's a chevra kedusha, that's what he calls it, right? We call it chevra kedusha. For when a masasa klal, and he's the kohen's not even being busy with anything. Mutalelius sham, the bias, it's mutter to be there in the house. Shami tzarcha, he's a tower. Maybe they're going to need something from him. But he can only stay tameh until, not whatever, stay in the cemetery until the grave is closed. If a kohen whose parents were not religious, we said not tinek, they went off the derech. He doesn't become tummy to them. And not for suicide. If anybody that you don't have a shiva for, kohen doesn't become tummy for. Kohen does not become tummy to a relative unless the relative is complete. Not when there's something missing. Somebody who's maybe a kohen should not become tummy to a relative who got killed, not necessarily murdered, just killed, because we're assuming that there's something missing from the body, and it's best to be machmir. So if a kohen has a father or a mother who's missing a limb, he's not allowed to be tummy. He's not allowed to go to the levaya. He go to the levaya, but he can't become tummy. Yudal yesh kind of had yoyte. Foolish kohanim that go to kibbutz tzaddikim ba'amram shekibbutz tzaddikim ain't a matam. They say kibbutz tzaddik's not matam, but toss who be them. It's a toss in their hands. It's tzrichim luchas lam. You have to make machot. Now this is very interesting because, as I'm sure everybody knows, there's a big trend to go to kibbutz tzaddikim. And the question is, can a pregnant woman or a woman who's on her cycle, can they go to kfarim? So the Mefarshim seem to say that Kibrit Tzadikim doesn't apply. Those that are Makbid, it's not Halacha, but certain people are Makbid. They say Kibrit Tzadikim, you don't have to worry about it because it has already a din of a Makom Kaddish as opposed to a cemetery. But that will not allow a Kohen to become Tamei. But in Lubavitcher Rebbe's Kever, they have a whole system to allow Kohanim to go. Tesva Kishem Shah Kohen Musar Shalay LaTamei. The same way a Kohen has to be careful not to become Tamei. Same, a gadol has to make sure that a katan doesn't come to Right? It says emor ve'amarta. When the sifshtei amiras, because the pasuk says amar twice, darsher abzeinu sal lahazik gadolim al katanim. It's to tell the gadolim that they have to be worried about the katanim. For tavgalutam, but that's only to make them tamei with their hands, meaning to physically force the tumah on them. Tanur lachnisam lo yalameis, to bring them into yalameis. Avol ima katan b'tamei me'atzmai. But if the kohen becomes tamei by itself, meaning let's say a katan, a kohen decides he wants to go into a cemetery, ein tzrichin lafrisha, is the adult does not have to tell him not to. Achim a giyah l'chinuch, but if he's a giyah l'chinuch, then yesh lafrisha, then he should. Ve'ishas kohen muperes, also a common question, the wife of a pregnant Kohen, a pregnant wife of a Kohen, she's mutter likaras by Elamei, she's allowed to become Tameh, even though she might have a boy. So it's a sex faker. Right? This is the Bach. The Bach says, I'm sorry, I think it's a Shach. Bach says it's a sex faker, suffic whether the baby's going to be viable. And even if the baby is viable, maybe it's going to be a girl. And a girl doesn't have this problem. Right? Fine. A kohanim can't say, let's say a kohen, let's say somebody dies in an apartment building, and there's a lot of kohanim, there's a lot of kohanim there, right? And the kohanim is like, get the mace out, we want to go home. But they're not allowed to do that. Unless there's a kohen who's not well and he's not able to leave his house. So then this kohen who doesn't feel well might decide to just go into the house even though there's a mace there. So because of that, Then you try and rush the mace to get out of there. Fear my mace who nay fell, and if the mace is a nay fell, meaning it's a like stillborn, and then they force them an all idiot in all the situation. But feel the Shabbos, like see how you day akum, take it out with a akum. Right. Simon Reish Gimel, al Eisa Korabatina Gmisavlin, Aboy Hey Seifim, on what type of relative is their Avelus and child also. Right. So the Gemara, the Kitzur says, Al Shiva Krivim Tayon Lezavel. On seven relatives, Yechayev to Lezavel. Ovi Ve'imai, father, mother, B'noi U'bitai, Achiv Ha'achaysai, brother and sister, Min Ha'ab Ein Ben Ha'ab Ein Ben Ha'ein, Afilu Ha'isa Ha'chaysin Yisua Le'ish, even if the sister's married to a man, Ha'ish Al Ishtai, Ha'ish Al Bailon, right? It's a husband and wife to a husband. Base. Now you can Shigam Shar Kroibim. Meaning is that other relatives, Marin Kitsas Avelis Ba'atzmon Shvu Rishayna. This is also from the most common questions. Relatives, meaning a parent is sitting Shiva, and the kids want to know if there's anything that they have to do. So those types of things. Right? So there is a real din of this. Right? It doesn't seem like we keep it anymore, but let's see how it goes. So now you can Shigam Shar Kroibim Marin Kitsas Avelis Ba'atzmon Shvu Rishayna Arachar Shabbos. The first week, till after Shabbos. Shein, Reuchtin, Bechamen, they don't take hot showers. Ein Mashana Kitzas, Big Dayim, Kimoi, Bishar Shabbos, and they don't change their clothing like other weeks. Vein, Kol HaKroivim, Shavim, but not all relatives are equal in this. Yushnei, Cheney, Bishani. If it's a second level relative, right? Oi Ben Benoi, or a grandson, Oi Ben Bitoi, Loivish called Big Day Shabbos. They wear all the Big Day Shabbos chutz except for their top garment. But on in-laws, or grandfathers, not grandmothers, the mother on her and the woman on her mother-in-law, right? And the father's father, the father of the mother, ain't in life and rock sign is love on, but you should come to if love on. Only a sign is love on, only a white jacket, let's say, and the Isha wears a tzayif is a like a handkerchief. The chain meaning should lay little. It's a merchot, and the meaning is not to go to base on merchot and not to. Scrub the hair. Gam ein lechol chutz the beisai loy besudas mitzvah loy besudas mereim. They shouldn't go to sudas mitzvah. They shouldn't go to parties. Ulachas Shabbos mutar b'chol davar. After Shabbos, it's mutar b'chol davar. Now the regular meaning nowadays is to be makel on this. I'm not sure exactly why that is, but the meaning is to be makel. Some paiskim say that you should just ask mechila from the parent that's sitting shiva, and then it's okay. All right, we will stop over there. All right, if anybody was watching, I apologize about all the spinning.
Good night.
All right,
Yeah, I
have a
feel
good
like I'm
night.
supposed to.
Okay, be matzliach.
Thank you.
All
Just
right,
go
have a
ask.
good night. Okay,
Thank
bye.
you. It's in the airport.
Next time. Yeah.